Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the ninth and final parak of Maseches Klayim, and this is the transition into Kilei Begadim, what we call shatnis, that you're not allowed to have wool and linen together. So the Mishnah discusses which types of materials are considered to be shatnis when you put them together. So, Einos Mishum Klayim, Elot Tzemer Upishtim. The only things that you're not allowed to put together that's a violation of shatnis is a combination of Tzemer Upishtim, of wool and linen. Anything else is not going to be Klayim. If you look at the Rav, he writes, Tichsiv lo silba shatnes tzemer upishtim, shatnes klal, tzemer upishtim prat, klal prat in mechalal mashem prat. One of the midos HaTorah Drash Ben is that if the Torah says a general statement and then it says a few details, the rule is that the general statement only includes those details. And therefore, tzemer upishtim in midya chinilo. The Torah says you shouldn't wear shatnes, which is a general statement. Then it identifies tzemer and pishtim, which is a detailed statement. So we see that only tzemer and pishtim are included. Vitzemer utzemer chelim ve'elim bilvad. Tzemer means only sheep's wool. Dichsiv v'miyashem elachmah. He quotes a pasuk that identifies that. And but tzemer gemalim, tzemer anavim, tzemer izim. You know, the hair that comes from goats and from rabbits and things like that. That's not considered to be wool. So now that we know that shatnes only applies to wool and linen, the Mishnah says there are other halachas also that only apply to wool and linen. Ve'enu matami b'negayim ela tzemer upishtim. The fact that a beged can become tame with tzara'as, that you can have a neged tzara'as on a beged, is only true of begadim that are made of either tzemer or pishtim. Tzara'as can apply to a house, tzara'as can apply to a person, and there's such a thing as tzara'as on begadim, but the definition of a beged, as far as tzara'as is concerned, is only that which is made of tzemer upishtim. And ein kohen lovshin l'shamish beis hamikdash el tzemer upishtim. Kohanim, when they do the avodah in the beis hamikdash, have to wear clothing that's made of either of wool and linen. They have to wear a number of different big day kohuna. There's the ksonas, the mechnasayim, the mikba'as, and the avnet, all of which were made of linen, and then the avnet, which is the belt, is made of wool and linen. So the ksonas, the mechnasayim, and the mikba'as are all made of linen, but the avnet is made of both wool and linen. It is shatnes. This is one of the sources for the principle of asei docha los asei, that the mitzvah asei of the big day kuhuna is docha, the los asei, that you're not allowed to wear shatnes. So as far as begadim are concerned, as far as the sort of shatnes is concerned, as far as negaim is concerned, as far as avoda of kohanim is concerned, begadim are defined as that which is tzemer upishtim. There is a fascinating machlokas rishonim. What about when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, that you're supposed to wear tzitzis al kanfei bigdechem, on the corners of your clothing? So is beged only tzemer upishtim? So there's a machlokas rishonim, and it's a machlokas between the mechaber and the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, where the mechaber says that ein achinami, only a wool or linen beged is chayiv in tzitzis midara. A cotton beged, for example, would only be chayv and tzitzis midrabanan, whereas the Ramah holds that even cotton begadim are chayv and tzitzis midaraisa. The Mishnah does not identify tzitzis as one of the things that's limited to tzemer upishtim. Now the Mishnah goes back to discuss some of the dinim of shatnes and discusses other materials as well. Tzemer gemalim, v'tzemer rechelim, shetrafan zebezeh, camel's hair, sheep's wool, that you blend together with each other. So is that considered to be wool, or is that considered to be camel hair? So imrov minat gemalim mutter, if the majority of that mixture is made of camel hair, so then if you then combine that mixture with linen, that's going to be mutter, because that's not considered to be a combination, on a daraisa level at least, because that's not considered to be a combination of wool and linen. It's considered to be a combination of camel hair and linen, because the wool is batel barov. That's so as long as before you mix it, the wool with the linen, you first mix the wool with the camel hair, and there's more camel hair than there is wool, so it's as if the wool is not there. V'imrov minar chelim aser, but if there's more wool than there is camel hair, then the camel hair is not there, then the wool is the what defines that mixture, and therefore if you then put it together with linen, it's going to be aser. Mechza lemechza aser, if it's also half and half, you viter don't have bitul barov if it's 50-50, so since you don't have bitul barov, it's as if you still have wool there, and therefore it's going to be asur to mix with linen. Then the Mishnah discusses, what if you have linen mixed with another material? Then you want to mix it with wool. V'chein ha-pishton v'akanvos shetrof and zebzeh. If you take linen and hemp, which is another type of beged, and you blend them together, and then you want to mix it with wool, it would follow the same rules. That if it's a majority hemp, then the linen is already batel. You can then take that mixture and mix it together with wool. If the majority is linen, then you're not allowed to take that mixture and mix it together with wool. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. So once we know that you're not allowed to wear wool and linen, so the Mishnah tells us, midrabanan, there are other combinations that are similar to wool and linen that are going to be usher as well. Hashirayim v'hakolach in behemishum klayim. Silk and kolach, something that is somewhat like wool, are not asur min haTorah mishum klayim. Meaning it's not considered chatness, avla asur me'maris ha'ayin, but they're still going to be asur because it looks bad, it looks like wool and linen, so even though it's not really wool and linen, it's at least a maris ha'ayin of wool and linen. Then the Torah tells us that a person is not allowed to wear chatness, nor are you allowed to cover yourself in chatness, that you're not even allowed to have ha'alo'a of chatness over your body. So what about sitting down on a mat or cushion made out of chatness? So the Mishnah says, ha'korim v'aksosos ein b'mishum klayim. Mats and cushions that are made of mixture of wool and linen are not subject to the issur of shatness. Blavad shleibasar nogea behen, as long as your skin doesn't touch it directly. So even though the Torah allows the person to sit or to lie on shatness, the Rabbanan said that you're not allowed to put your bare skin on material of shatness because you could have a loose thread that comes out and comes wrapped around your skin and would therefore cover you with shatness. This is a shaila if you could have a shatness carpet in your house, because you walk around barefoot in your house sometimes, and therefore the carpet could cover your skin. So that's what the poskim I think say. I believe Rav Bloy has a sefer called Bigdei Yesha, which is about shatness. The author of Pischei Choshen from the Edei Charedus, Rav Bloy. So I think he writes that. That if it's like an industrial type of carpet that's very hard and close to the ground, where there's no chashash of your seat, of your feet sinking into it, that does not need to be checked for shatness. But if it's a more plush type of carpet, then you have this concern because you walk around barefoot in it. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein arai l'klayim." You're not allowed to wear klayim even like once in a while or even in a more casual way, even just for like a minute or two. V'lo yilbash klayim afilu al gabei asa, which is also interesting, by the way, that you're not allowed to wear it even for just like a minute or two because. You got to try on a suit before you buy it. So poskim discuss, why on earth are you allowed to try on a suit before you buy it and before you check it for shatness? You're also not allowed to wear a klayim even on top of 10 other pieces of clothing. Afilu lignovas hameches. Even if all you're trying to do is to evade taxes, even that you're not allowed to put on a klayim on top, even if you're just trying to wear as many clothing as you can, because you're to pay taxes on that which you are wearing. This is a stira, in the fifth mission of this parak, we're going to say the opposite. We're going to say that mochrik sus or mochrik kedakrin. If you want to go sell clothing, you can wear many layers on top of each other, as long as you're not having kavana in the sun and to protect you from the sun or from the cold. So the way to be miyashev is that this is what we call the davar sheino miskaven. Davar sheino miskaven is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So to quickly summarize, in Mishnah Aleph, we learned today that shatness and negayim and bigdei kahuna only applies to tzemer u'pishtim, and we learned that when you're determining what is called tzemer and what is called pishtim, you follow the rov. And then we said that there are other materials that would be shatness on a drabanan level because of maris ha'ayin, and that anything your skin touches is going to be a violation of shatness. And then we said also that you're not allowed to wear multiple layers of shatness, one on top of the other. You're not allowed to wear multiple layers of shatness, one on top of the other, even though you're not having kavana for the hana'as levisha. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel.